From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 25 people have been killed and 50 wounded when a truck exploded near a key intersection in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. The director of Mogadishu's Amin Ambulance Service spoke with VOA about the blast and its casualties.
For 10 years, I have been in the emergency service. This is the first I have witnessed. I cannot tell the exact death toll, but together I can say we have transported hundreds of people on our 10 ambulances, and economically, I think this is the worst ever in Mogadishu in a single day.
Witnesses said the blast occurred during a traffic jam. Canadian ex-hostage Joshua Boyle had harsh words for the Haqqani Network in Afghanistan after being freed and returning to Canada.
And the subsequent, and the stupidity and evil of the subsequent rape of my wife, not as a lone action by one guard, but assisted by the captain of the guard and supervised by the commandant Abu Hajar of the Haqqani Network. God willing, this litany of stupidity will be the epitaph of the Haqqani Network.
Boyle also said they killed one of his children. Venezuelans cast ballots Sunday in regional elections that are widely seen as a vital test of both President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. Voters will elect governors in all 23 states, and the opposition Democratic Union Roundtable Coalition is calling for a large turnout that some experts say could propel them to victory in most regions. Many polling experts say the opposition coalition could win 20 of the state seats, and if so, Maduro's Socialist Party would be forced to rule a country with the largest number of opposition governors since 2000. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State said around 100 of the jihadist group's fighters had surrendered in Raqqa in the last 24 hours and had been removed from the city, but it still expected difficult fighting in the days ahead. Tom Turco has more.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said remaining Islamic State fighters were being transported out of Raqqa by bus under a deal between Islamic State, the U.S.-led coalition, and the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, which is dominated by the YPG. There was no immediate comment on that report from the coalition or the SDF, and the report did not say how they had been removed or where the fighters had been taken.
The SDF, backed by the coalition airstrikes and special forces, has been battling since June to oust Islamic State from Raqqa City, formerly its de facto capital in Syria, and a base of operations where planned attacks against the West. Turkish authorities issued detention warrants for 100 former police officers. Marissa Melton has that story.
So far, authorities have detained 63 of those wanted, the state-run Anadolu news agency said. The news agency said the detentions were part of a widening crackdown since last year's failed coup attempt. Anadolu says security forces were seeking the suspects in 19 provinces across the country. Since the abortive coup, more than 50,000 people have been jailed pending trial over alleged links to Fethullah Gulen, while 150,000 people have been sacked or suspended from jobs in the military, public, and private sectors. Rights groups and some of Turkey's Western allies have voiced concern about the crackdown, fearing the government is using the coup as a pretext to quash dissent. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Four Moldovan nationals were killed Saturday when a cargo plane crashed into the sea off the Ivory Coast. The plane was carrying French military cargo, according to a spokesman for the French forces on the Ivory Coast, who identified himself only as Lieutenant Villain. Police said there were 10 people on board the propeller plane, which crashed into the sea near the international airport in the main city of Abidjan during a powerful thunderstorm. The cause of the crash was not immediately determined, and it's not known if the weather played a role. Wind gusts of up to 130 kilometers per hour may lash the United Kingdom and Ireland as the remnants of Hurricane Ophelia hit the British Isles. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Ophelia strengthened Saturday from a Category 2 to Category 3 hurricane, and it's likely to weaken by the time it hits land on Monday and Tuesday. Monday is also the 30th anniversary of the Great Storm of 1987, which killed almost 20 people in Britain and felled 15 million trees. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.